Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Finding someone on an online Catholic dating site shouldn't be like shopping for a blender. So why do most dating sites leave you feeling like you're shopping for a spouse? At Catholic Singles, we connect members through our unique user polls and activities, which help you discover other members and their personalities and interests. Because you're a person, not a profile picture. So stop shopping and start discerning. Trust your love story to the original Catholic dating site and use the promo code REDBOX at checkout for 20% off at CatholicSingles.com.
You're having a normal, casual conversation with a group of people, and suddenly, someone turns it into a political brawl. Or perhaps you've posted something that you thought was interesting on your social media account, and suddenly you're slammed with nasty comments and false accusations. What do you do? How do you handle it as a good Christian? What do you do with this nasty stuff? Hi, I'm Marge Fenelon. Welcome to Simply Holy, a podcast for Catholics who want to grow in holiness and joy by living a simple, everyday spirituality. I am so glad you're here with me today so that we can chat about these situations in which you're broadsided by someone who just is filled with anger and hatred. Sometimes, really, it comes across as hatred. I think we're seeing this more and more as we move closer to our presidential election. Certainly, we've seen it all through this COVID time. You know, we're seeing divisions, the maskers and the anti-maskers and on and on, on and on. And it doesn't matter really what the situation is or what the topic is. I see in our social media, I see online, I even see in person this increasing hostility toward each other that concerns me. I bet it concerns you as well, because it's really no fun. It's not very Christian. And if you're like me, when you're slammed with a comment or a false accusation that's really nasty, for me, my blood boils and I am just ready to slam them back. But that's really not what we should do, is it? At least I know in my heart it takes a great deal of self-control and prayer not to counter these rough situations. I think that maybe that's an understatement. But rather to treat the person in Christian charity. So how do you do that? Well, I have the way to do it. I have 5 steps that you can take when you're faced with such a situation, whether it's be in person, whether it's at work, whether it's at church, which happens sometimes, or on your social media. So here's the first thing you do. The first thing to do is don't respond. I know that's hard. I know, because I have, you know, I tell people I'm Irish enough for my temper to rise and German enough for it to stay there. So I'm very quick to temper, and that's always a cross for me. So don't respond. Bite your tongue and take a deep breath. But more than just that, as first, what I suggest to you is that you exhale. Exhale for as long and as hard as you can. And as you are exhaling, imagine that you are exhaling, that you are letting out and releasing whatever it was, the hateful comment, the spiteful slight, the turning around of the conversation, whatever you've heard or taken in or been accused of, whatever it is, let it out. So that exhale, that long, long exhale until you can't possibly breathe out anymore, till you're completely, your lungs are completely emptied. Let it all out. Imagine that. Imagine it's all leaving you. You're breathing it out and it's going away from you. And as you inhale, make it a very slow, purposeful inhale for a long, long period of time, slowly and as deeply as you possibly can. And as you are inhaling, as you are filling your lungs to the fullest they possibly can be, the max of their capacity, imagine that what you are breathing in is the Holy Spirit. And maybe you're going to have to do this more than once. Sometimes I'm on my fifth breath and I still haven't quite calmed down. But out goes all the hatred, all the terrible things, the slights, the snides, all of that, out it goes. And then breathe in the Spirit. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Years and years ago, I had an interview with a Catholic psychologist who taught me that technique. And so I have been doing this for a very long time, but it's so powerful. Okay, so that's going to be the first thing you do. Don't respond. Breathe out. Breathe it all out. Get rid of it. Let it go. And then breathe in the Spirit slowly and to the fullest capacity of your lungs. Breathe in the Spirit. Now, the next thing, number two, remember that you don't know the history of the person who made the comment. Okay? There are all kinds of things that could make a person lash out hurtfully. You don't know the person's history. And here's an example from my own life. Many years ago, no, maybe not so many, a few years back, when I was working on my book, Forgiving Mother, I wrote on social media. I put a post and I talked about mothers. It probably was around Mother's Day or could have been maybe Christmas. I know it was some holiday. In any case, I put up a post, and in the post I said that all mothers in their heart of hearts really truly want to be good mothers and want the best for their children. And I do believe that. There was a woman who came at me and just tore me to bits in the comments. Really nasty stuff. And it was really, she was looking for a fight. Really, she was. And I didn't respond. Basically, at that point, I didn't really know how, because I didn't know the person well. I didn't know quite how to address something like that without getting into a social media brawl. I didn't want that. So I let it go. I may have deleted the comment, but I know I didn't respond for sure. I know that. Some years later, I got to know this person through a different route and found out that this person had been raised by a mother who was, I can't judge, I can't say evil, but this mother was so terribly abusive and did so very much damage to this person and all of the children in that family, and never showed one ounce of remorse. So in this person's experience, that mother had no desire to do what's best for her children, had absolutely no apparent desire to be good to her children. So from that person's experience, a comment or a post like mine about all mothers in their heart of hearts wanting to do what's best for their children and to be good mothers really hit a nerve. So you see, you never know. Somebody comes at you with comments. You don't know the history. You don't know where that's coming from. And you have no idea what that person's life experiences have been. So remember that. That's number two. So first of all, don't respond immediately. Exhale deep. Inhale deep. Invoke the Holy Spirit. Remember that you don't know the history of the person who made the comment. And then the next step is for you to surrender. Surrender that anger that you're feeling. Surrender that to our Lord. Think about his life. Think about how he... Can you hear the motorcycle in the background? Even in my recording studio, the motorcycles come through. Regardless, forgive me, but that's life, isn't it? All right, surrender your anger to our Lord. And remember his life. Look, he met with unwarranted, nasty, and hateful comments his entire life. He was accused of being Satan himself. He was scoffed at. He was ridiculed. He had the scribes and Pharisees try their darndest to prove him wrong and to shame and embarrass him in public. And even as he hung dying on the cross, he was derided, he was insulted, he was dared to prove himself. Read the narrative, go back to scriptures. We hear it every passion, every Lent, we hear it. It was awful, was it not? But think of him. You think he does not understand what it's like to be hit with nasty comments and false accusations, to have someone try to drag you into a political brawl? Of course he does. Absolutely he does. He understands. Not only that, but because he's God, he has the power to lift that anger from you. Surrender it. Give it to him. He can take it. He can handle it. He's powerful. He's God. He understands you. He understands what it's like to be in a situation like that. Surrender it to him. Lord Jesus, please, I surrender this anger to you. Change my heart and show me how to treat this person with respect. Okay, see how easy that was? That was a very simple little prayer. Very, very simple. Whatever's in your heart, however you phrase it, but do this. Surrender your anger to our Lord. So first of all, don't respond. Breathe out, breathe in. Second, remember, you don't know the history of the person. You don't know their backstory. Third, surrender your anger to our Lord. And then number four, hit back hard. I know, it sounds like I'm reversing what I just said, but hit back hard by taking up your most powerful weapon. And what is the most powerful weapon we have against evil? It's the rosary, my friend. Yeah, it's the rosary. So pick up your rosary and say it for the person who made the comment, for the person who tried to lead you into a conversational trap. Say the rosary for that person. Now, I'll admit that there have been times where my rosary began with gritted teeth. All right? I was still kind of mad. I'd done my steps. I breathed out, breathed in, surrendered to our Lord. But still, as I tried to pray for that person, I found myself, still being somewhat irritated and angry. And so pray the rosary for the person, even if you don't feel like it. You don't have to have warm, fuzzy feelings to do this, okay? Just pray for the person. Pray for whatever their backstory is. Pray for them to have a change of heart. Whatever it is, whatever the situation may be, pray for that person. Say the rosary for that person. Or maybe it's a group of people, but usually it's just one person that really gets your goat. And as you're saying the rosary, ask the Blessed Mother to tend to that person for you. You know, it's kind of, picture yourself stepping back and telling the Blessed Mother, okay, Blessed Mother, I don't know how to handle this person. Please, you just do it. And I do that actually quite often, almost in those exact words, because she will. Because you know why? She loves that person. Even if you're struggling in your Christian love for that person, she loves that person because that person is her child. And she loves all of her children equally and beyond measure. So she really wants to tend to that person. So let her. You know, it's kind of like if you grew up in a family with siblings and one of your siblings is naughty and you really, you know, they got away with something you thought that they really shouldn't get away with. And it really gets you. But your mom comes along and finds out about it. Hopefully you didn't tattle. Did you tattle? You shouldn't have. But your mom finds out about it. And so she takes care of whatever it is, the need, the disciplining, whatever it is. It's the same kind of thing with our Blessed Mother and our siblings on earth. Siblings meaning all of humankind, because we all belong to our Blessed Mother as her children. Okay, so say the rosary for that person and ask the Blessed Mother to take care of them for you. I can't handle this, Blessed Mother. Please, tend to this person for me. You see how easy that prayer was? So first of all, what are the points again? Don't respond immediately. Breathe out, breathe in. Remember, you don't know the backstory. You don't know that person's backstory. Next, number three, surrender your anger to our Lord. Number four, get your weapon out and hit back hard. Pray the rosary and ask the Blessed Mother to tend to that person for you. And then finally, number five is move on. Move on. Even if you know in your heart of hearts that person was dead wrong about whatever they said or tried to say or insinuated, move on. Because I will tell you, in a heated situation, it's highly unlikely that you're going to change that person's mind anyway. If a person is really set in a belief or an accusation, whatever it is, if they're really set in their ways, chances are they're not going to be open to any counter evidence. All right? So being angry about it, holding on to it, and meditate, or you know, contemplating, plotting, that's the word I wanted, plotting to get back and prove them wrong, you know, it only hurts you. It's not going to change that other person. Prayer will change the other person, but your efforts won't. It's not going to change them. All it's going to do is continue to stir you up. So don't let yourself be continually stirred up. Just let it go. Let it go. And then as part of that letting go, change what you're doing. All right? So maybe you're in a place where you can't just walk away. But either in your mind or as soon as you're able to back away from that situation, do something that will bring you peace and joy for yourself and for others. So maybe it's a walk out in nature, if possible. Maybe you're going to call a friend you haven't heard from for a while and see how he or she is doing. Perhaps there's a project that you haven't finished that you'd like to get to. Work on that a little bit. Do you understand what I'm saying? Something productive. Do something productive that it will change your mindset. You can't do anything about the situation with this person who made the nasty comments or leveled the accusations, but you can do something to bring you peace and joy for yourself and others. It's especially helpful if you do an act of kindness for someone else. That's especially helpful because it really changes everything for you. It'll change your outlook. Just try it. So what are the 5 points? I'll go through them one last time before we close. First of all, don't respond immediately. Instead, let out a deep breath as deep as you can and breathe in slowly and as deeply as you can to your lungs' full capacity. And as you're doing that, imagine yourself breathing in the Holy Spirit. Number two, remember you don't know the backstory of the person. Remember the person who had been raised by that very, very difficult mother. And I had no idea at the time when that comment was made, that nasty comment was made, okay? You don't know the person's backstory. You have no idea what was behind that, and you might not ever have a way of knowing. Then surrender your anger to our Lord. He gets it. He understands perfectly, and He's the Almighty God, so He can carry that anger for you, and He wants to, because He doesn't want you to remain in your anger. He doesn't want that for you. Then hit back hard by taking up your most powerful weapon, which is the rosary. Say the rosary for that person, that group, whoever it is that attacked you. And then finally, move on. Once you've said your rosary, you've asked the Blessed Mother to take care of that situation, take care of that person or those people, move on. Go find something productive to do that will bring you peace and joy. I know that this works, these 5 steps. I know they work. I know they work, and I know that they'll work for you. You see, the idea behind this is don't get mad, get holy. So if you follow these 5 steps, which I hope you do, I really do, I hope you do. The idea is not to focus on what has gotten you angry, but to focus on what you can do to increase your holiness. And in praying the rosary for that other person or other situation, other group, you're hopefully increasing their possibility or they're increasing their holiness. Don't get mad, get holy. That's how it goes. That's the way to get around these situations. I am so very, very glad that you tuned in today. If you would just pray with me, I think you know, I know our country desperately needs prayer right now. So for our president and the entire administration, we've got the choice of a Supreme Court justice coming up. We have many big things. We've got the presidential election coming up. We have unrest. On and on, you know, that's what's inciting people to anger and nasty comments. Please join me in an Our Father, a Hail Mary, and a Glory Be for our country and the conversion of sinners everywhere, which is what our Blessed Mother asked at Fatima. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks so much for joining me today. If you'd like to know more about me, book me for a speaking engagement, read my blog, shop my bookstore, go to margefenelon.com. That's margefenelon.com. Until next time, remember, the only thing stopping you from becoming holy is the excuse you make for not pursuing it. God bless you, my friend, and our Mother Mary protect and guide you.
Looking for a way to build daily prayer discipline? Seen the rise in mindfulness meditation, but not sure if it is possible to meditate in a way that's consistent with your Catholic faith? Just looking for a way to breathe new life into your existing prayer routine? No matter what you're looking for, Holo is here to help. Holo is a Catholic prayer and meditation app that helps users deepen their relationship with God through audio-guided contemplative prayer sessions. From meditations on the daily gospel to the rosary to daily examines, Holo has something for everyone. Holo is the number one Catholic app in the U.S. It is free to download and has permanently free content, but you can also check out all of the premium sessions for 30 days, risk-free, by signing up at www.holo.app/breadbox.